This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, Ty Bollinger, we're ready for the Bollingers Who Rock event Friday night. Because I've renamed it. It's the Bollingers Who Rock, and I'm going to be hanging out with Ty and Charlene. Apparently, Casey and Monica Krejci are going to be there with us as well. Oh, thank you very much. So I'm looking forward to seeing you. Do you need anything? Can I bring you anything? Anything I can help you with?
Not really, but let's call it the Bees Who Rock.
The
Bees
Who
Bollingers
Rock.
And Bells.
All right, we're going to be rocking together. That's going to be fun. And by the way, folks, you never know when we're going to have to play the Silver Hydrosol drinking game, so have your shot glasses ready, a little Silver Hydrosol or Echo Water with hydrogen in it or CBD, whatever you want to do that'll help you. And we'll maybe Super Don will pay attention if he's not getting mattress deliveries during this hour, and he can let us know when we violated the rules of the game.
And by the way, I am calling in from an airport, so there, have a shot.
No, it's not. He knows the rules. TMB knows the rules. So, you know, like if Batar shows up and he's huffing and puffing because he's just gotten in from somewhere, that's the same thing. We've got to play it out that way. But we have fun with the game. We do. A lot of fun. So, TMB, again, this is the weekend. They call it Doctors Who Rock. But I just told them I had Tim and Kelly on yesterday. It was very funny. I said, you know what? You didn't have to give me an award. I would have showed up knowing that Elle McPherson is there. I can't wait to meet Elle McPherson.
That's funny. I don't know. What kind of stars are there? I mean, other than you and Nancy, of course.
I mean, Elle McPherson is pretty good. I think there's like a rock and roll somebody from some famous band. I mean, I haven't really paid attention to all of it, but I'm just excited because, you know, a lot of our friends are going to be there. And another reason to get together and really appreciate those who are, for the most part, doing great work. And like I said, enjoy a little fellowship, too. So kind of extends the things that we get together and do from time to time.
It's going to be fun, man. I'm glad that it'll be. We're looking forward to seeing you down there. And even though we're only staying for a night, it'll still be fun.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what's not fun is dealing with the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, as I called it. And you know, we've been talking about freedom of speech because this show is all about that freedom to speak out about things that are genuinely helpful to you.
Mm-hmm.
When I advocate for freedom of speech, I'm not advocating for the freedom of speech to lie to you about things. That's what Big Pharma does. They get protected when they do it, whereas people who are speaking truthfully about dietary supplements helping people overcome a lot of things, they're the target because freedom of speech is not allowed for things that are genuinely empowering to you, to heal you. And there's a whole subset of Americans that have been subjected to this, and the vast majority of Americans still are not aware of the police state we live in when it comes to health care and healing.
Well, they're not, Robert, and that's why what we do is so important. And what we're seeing this police state in healthcare and healing all over the world. It's not just here. You know, I was doing an interview a couple days ago and speaking to someone overseas and talking about just the tyranny that's going on in the United Kingdom when it comes to mandatory vaccines and just the way that people are thought of as being just kooks and conspiracy theorists if they happen to question whether vaccines are safe and effective. So it's not just here, but I think that's just, it's just an encouragement for us to continue spreading the truth because the tyranny is cracking down and it's time for us to just stand up and take back our health freedom. And that's why this show is so important.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's not something that you, ask nicely to receive as a gift at Christmas, right? Can I please, pretty please, with a little organic cherry on top, have my freedom back? No, if you know anything about the history of the United States and the founders that really set the stage for the one country on planet Earth that had the potential to reach higher, and I mean this spiritually, in terms of honoring the individual liberty that was granted to us by our Creator, yet here we are 250 almost years into its existence, and the people who want to heal are treated as if they are terrorists because they can do it outside of the auspices and approval of government bureaucratic oligarchies. Is oh man, you're gonna have to drink now. I said bureaucratic oligarchy. Everybody, take a shot. but you know, this is the kind of stuff Jonathan Emore's been battling against. Now, here is an article I didn't get to last hour. It says the FDA warns companies marketing unproven products derived from marijuana that claim to treat or cure cancer. Now, we can point to the fact that there are substances within cannabis, and in fact, in Unlock the Power to Heal, you and I acknowledge and reference these things, whether it be THC, CBD, or a combination of any of the number of cannabinoids that we didn't mention, having a beneficial effect on the health of cancer patients. And it's validated in the peer-reviewed literature. So if a company actually sells a cannabis product as a supplement, CBD, not THC at this point, and points to the research literature and says, hey, this might help for that, immediately they're going to be targeted as the FDA is targeting those companies now. And, you know, this is where the freedom of speech issue and it being assaulted, still the vast majority of Americans are not aware of this.
You know, they're not, Robert, and I don't have that particular article about the cannabinoids and all that, but the reality is, you know, we have this situation now with the U.S. government where the left hand doesn't seem to know what the right hand's doing, because cannabis is medicine. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has a patent on cannabis as medicine, but the DEA says cannabis has no medicinal benefits, so it's a Schedule I narcotic. So you can't have both at the same time, but the U.S. government takes both positions at the same time.
Ty, this is the rectocranial inversion of government. You've said this before.
It is.
The fact is that you said that means you're a conspiracy realist, right? Because the government is conspiring literally to hide from what it can't hide, that it has a patent on the medicinal use of cannabis. He's not making that up. And yet we still have the federal government declaring cannabis is a Schedule I drug. It's only dangerous and deadly. It has no benefit, no medicinal qualities. Therefore, you should never even study it. So yeah, we're dealing with cognitive dissonance to a very deadly, dangerous level. Yet there is some good news on the horizon. The tide is turning, apparently. Big pharma billionaire arrested, charged with conspiracy and bribery of doctors. There's something going on, Ty, that is different. And I think, you know, that concept of the new sheriff in town.
Uh-huh.
You know, President Trump has been very overt in speaking out about some of the evils of big pharma. He doesn't take kindly to the way they're doing things, and even his declaration of an emergency about the opioid epidemic is pushing back on the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
You know, it's interesting that this article, a big pharma billionaire arrested, charged with conspiracy and bribery of doctors. That's that conspiracy. You know, just we use conspiracy, the term, several times today already. That is exactly, and so this big pharma billionaire, we can get into the details here, but that term conspiracy was exactly the same term that Dr. Fareed Fattah was convicted of when he prescribed chemo to people that didn't even have cancer at times. Right. And milked Medicare for $93 million. He was charged and convicted with conspiracy. So it's interesting now that we have another conspiracy charge. So who are the conspirators at this point? Are we the conspiracy theorists, or is the conspiracy going on their side to collude against people, to keep people sick, and to buy off doctors? That's where the conspiracy is happening.
Yeah, and then, of course, the conspiracy to suppress speech among those who know there's scientific validation for natural substances, including that which comes from the cannabis plant. And remember, their use of the term marijuana, and they're using it, what, in the press release by the FDA. So why aren't there screams of racism, right? All the leftists that want to smoke weed, why aren't you pointing out that the federal government, the bureaucratic oligarchy that was there before Trump even got there, are the ones using racist terms, derogatory terms to, if you know the origin of the word marijuana, where it came from, to scare people because Mexicans were using it? Where's your outrage?
Well, that's true. I mean, it was a very racist campaign that led to the Marijuana Stamp Act of 1937. making people believe that marijuana, if you smoked it, would make the black people think they were equal to white people. Some of the quotes that I've used in my lectures are just astounding, the amount of racism that went into that campaign to make this healing plant illegal by scaring people and by smearing people of color and making them, you know, making the perception that they are not equal to people of less color like ourselves.
Pigmentally challenged. That's what we call it.
Pigmentally challenged people. Yes. It was an amazingly racially charged campaign. Some of the quotes are so embarrassing that it's almost hard. You know, I wouldn't even want to read them on the air, and it's embarrassing to even say in my lectures. But that's the reality. And you mentioned the term marijuana. This was a term that was created by the DEA to make people afraid of this healing plant. As a matter of fact, one of the doctors with the American Medical Association testified after the Marijuana Stamp Act was passed in 1937 that had the AMA known that marijuana was actually cannabis, they would have fought against it becoming illegal because it was so medicinal at that time. But they didn't know what marijuana was because no one had ever called it that before.
No one ever heard of it. You're right. They know how to play this. Edward Bernays set the stage for how do you organize and efficiently manifest a really powerful propaganda campaign. And they do that. And the people fell for it. The people fell for it because, unlike our founding fathers, they began to trust the institutions of government. That was a big no-no. And if you do that, of course, you do so at your own peril. Look, the FDA went after these CBD supplement companies because one of them claimed that CBD combats tumor and cancer cells. It does. I've seen it in the peer-reviewed literature. One of them said CBD makes cancer cells commit suicide without killing other cells. That is true, too. It turns on the apoptotic response of a cancer cell that lost that ability to die. It becomes immortal. So these things that they're referencing are actually in the peer-reviewed literature, but it just goes to show you that when dietary supplement manufacturers make claims that are even substantiated in science, they are attacked by government, not lauded as those who speak up truthfully and honestly about the things that would help and empower Americans. And I think Trump's fed up with it, honestly. I think he's getting the word on it. So very excited. The tides are, in fact, changing. CBD, by the way, pluscbdoil.com. Check it out. You can get it there as well. And TMB, I got to connect you with my buddy over there. He's ready to chat with you because we got to get this out to the world.
Awesome. So, yeah, look forward to it.
All right, well, we're going to take a break here. TMB, RSB, and Super D. Unless Super D is taking a nap on his brand new mattress that was delivered while we were on the air and I was asking him questions last hour. Oh, no, I will never let him nap that one down. What did you say, Ben? You would be doing. Ben, of course, on the board would be napping, too. Yeah, don't be delivering any mattresses to GCN while I'm on the air. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Outside the Box, TMB, RSB, more after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dan says if they delivered him a mattress at GCN, he would be napping, and I don't think they did, but he napped anyway. I couldn't hear any of that audio. Anyway, we're back, TMB, RSB, together again each and every week. Here we go outside the box. A little bit more cannabis story. This one's from Natural News as well. And it says, GOP senators pushing for alternatives to deadly addictive opioid prescription drugs, but none of them dare say cannabis. See, this is a problem again with the Hegelian dialectic, TMB, that, you know, you have this left-right divide, and unfortunately...
Oh, wait, hold on.
What? What?
Hegelian dialectic, don't you have to drink now?
Oh, it's on the list. TMB, I didn't know you knew the rules so well. I guess Steve Fell gave you a copy of it. So, yes, everybody has to take a shot. I said Hegelian dialectic. Right? If we believe in the propaganda, people on the political left are all smoking dope, and that's all they do. People on the political right, all they want to do is bust you if you're smoking dope. Of course, the reality is you've got to look at each individual separately. However, the old guard of the so-called conservative Republican Party are still way behind the times in understanding what cannabis is. They're still buying the propaganda because we know firsthand that the science is supporting this, much less the data that's coming out epidemiologically, that in the states where they've allowed more access to cannabis, opioid addiction is down. Painkiller abuse is down. And we know that it can, you know, navigate very painful scenarios and reduce the intensity to make it less likely people would be inclined to reach for those very deadly and dangerous opioid drugs.
Well, you know, I don't have the statistics, Robert, but I would guess that alcohol use is down where cannabis use is up as well. So you have cannabis being actually the opposite of a gateway drug, because we're told, oh, watch out for people that smoke pot, because they're going to end up snorting coke and doing crystal meth and heroin. But the reality is, I think, the exact opposite. And I've seen that from my personal experiences. I know in college, several guys that actually started smoking to calm down and stop using the harder stuff and stop drinking. So it actually worked the opposite of what we're told.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, more than that, of course, we also covered the dunderheaded, oh my gosh, I said another word that's going to cause people to drink so much.
Bottoms up.
The dunderheaded California politicians, mostly Democrat, that want to put a 45% tax on cannabis there. 45%. It's like, do you understand how tax policy can drive people into what they call the black market, what we call the free market? People are not going to stand paying 45% extra just to be legal. They're going to go, you know what? My buddy down the road's growing it. I can get it for a lot cheaper there. It's like you're going to price yourself out of the market. But again, government, they don't understand market. Why has there been a continual market for drugs, so to speak, or cannabis? Because, well, I can get into spiritual and nutritional issues and explain some of this stuff. But the reality is, you want something, you want it for a fair price. And when government tax on 50% on top of whatever the market price is, people are going to find it elsewhere.
They're going to find it elsewhere, and then they're going to find out later that the government was part of the people that were selling it elsewhere, we're finding out.
Yeah, that as well. That as well. It's an absolute mess when we see this. So, you know, I just want to, on the side here, I'm really inclined to say, you know what, there's a lot that Trump is doing behind the scenes on the big pharma stuff, on the opioid thing that he's declared, and pharma is in the crosshairs. Even though, you know, some of the people he's appointed we've questioned, some of the people we thought were good didn't turn out to be good, but there's a lot involved here. And again, in all the mess of the cries about Russia, which actually was more of a collusion with the Clintons than anything else, you're forgetting the fact that he acknowledged that pharma is getting away with murder, getting away with murder. So we're going to see some really positive things while he's here in this regard.
I agree. You know, it's. I think that what we listened to last week was very indicative of the lack of a fair shake that Trump gets when the libs, when confronted with his tax plan, were all against it until they thought it was Bernie Sanders and they were for it. So that's really the fair shake, the lack of a fair shake that Trump's getting on just about everything he's doing. But I believe that he's doing a lot of good work, and I'm encouraged.
Yeah, there are good things happening, folks. Don't let all the negativity frighten you into a state of an undue angst and fear. And don't let people program you to just be reactionary to everything that's going on in the world, right? Because when you're the reaction, right, you're the butt of everything. You are the victim of everything. And it's not an empowering way to go through life. This is what I had to learn in my young life with all the ailments and illnesses and diseases I suffered. Become the victor, the hero in your life in this regard. Take the steps that we know that can help you and that TMB has written about in his many books and the book we wrote together, Unlock the Power to Heal, baby. Yeah, baby. And also, the Organics line of products, also very empowering. Nutritionally, focusing on detox, a lot of great support, including for endocrine system, male and female. Lord knows we need some balancing there. We got no one to balance us, TMB, tonight, but we're going to try our level best. So, we might have some music to play on the break, but we'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, I want you to guess how many fingers I'm holding up. No, actually, what book am I holding up for the YouTube watchers? What do you think, TMB? What book am I holding up? Because we're about to talk about something that's in this book.
You're holding up Monumental Myths.
Dude, how did you know? I got Monumental Myths of the Modern Medical Mafia and the Mainstream Media and the Multitude of Lying Liars that Manufactured Them. By Ty Bollinger, forward by John B. Wells, prefaced by Mike Adams. And, of course, our good buddy, who's passed from this place, now helped contributed some to it as well, our good buddy Liam Sheff. Now, the JFK issue, the release of these documents, I don't know if they've been released totally yet, if they're still trickling out or if all of them are available. And, TMB,
me and Super D covered a little bit about this early in the week, and it wasn't like there was anything massive that jumped out yet. And I'm still thinking there might be something. Super D says, nah, there's not going to be anything. So I don't know where you are on the equation here.
I don't know of anything massive that's been released. I just know that for those people that think that there was only one shooter, you clearly have not researched the massive amount of information that's already out there. We don't need anything else to be released. It's clear that there were more than one shooters involved. I mean, there was an article I read earlier called Trump Releases JFK Papers and Does Away with Magic Bullet Theory, or whatever. I can't remember the exact title. But so what's the magic bullet theory? I talk about that in Monumentalness in the first chapter on JFK.
Right.
The official story was that there were three bullets, only three bullets that were fired. That's it. Three shots, three bullets. So one bullet hit JFK in the back. One bullet hit him in the head, right? You saw that on the Zapruder film.
Right.
One bullet hit Governor Connally, and one bullet missed, which injured a bystander. So, and the Warren Commission admits all this. So, if there was the one, that's four bullets, but there's only three bullets in the official Warren Commission report. So what happened? Well, that forced the government into the magic bullet scenario that combines the back shot and the Connally hit. Mm-hmm. So, the reality is it's impossible. There had to have been more than one shooter just on that alone. But, you know, I've got 10 or 12 different points in that chapter of Monumental Myths that pretty much debunks the official story if anybody's willing to actually read it.
Yeah, and I think one of the things I talked about, too, in the revelation is that they say they assessed Fidel Castro and the Cuban involvement, and they said it wasn't worth the risk, right? You got a cost-benefit analysis. You don't think countries do this? Oh, heck yeah, they do. Because if they were actually caught, so to speak, being complicit in the assassination of a U.S. president, there'd be no more Cuba. It'd be over. Fidel would have been over that day, right? Mm-hmm. So the reality is he assessed that and said, no, it's not worth it. So there's one thing that you take out of the commission. But the reality is there was measurable economic impact that was going to come to Eisenhower warning about the military-industrial complex on his way out?
Yeah.
And, you know, John F. Kennedy apparently got some peace stuff going through him and said, you know what, we're gonna dismantle this stuff. And that was, you know, what was already a multi-billion dollar endeavor every year that they have to guarantee and foment war everywhere in order to keep that industry propped up, because peace is not good for profits. And so if we see who had the most to gain or lose, it's hard to argue more than the military-industrial complex and then the CIA's involvement there.
Well, there certainly was involvement from several different facets of the government. I don't know for sure which ones, but you know that there had to have been collusion in this. Because of just the several different topics that were covered within the book, you know, the way that the post-mortem was screwed around with, and there was a potential that the body was actually changed. They switched bodies on the post-mortem is certainly a possibility. When you look at the fact that, George Bush, who was one of the heads of the CIA at that time, did not remember where he was that day until 2008. It's kind of bizarre, isn't it, Robert? The day like 9/11 for those alive back in 1963, with that kind of an impact, he didn't know where he was until he somehow remembered in 2008.
Everybody knows where they were if they were alive.
Everybody
at the time,
knows.
Beyond infancy. They all
everybody
know.
Everybody knows. Yeah. So you have there's certainly it certainly appears from that perspective that the CIA was involved, at least knew. But then you have even more smoking gun evidence. You've got the recorded testimony of E. Howard Hunt on his deathbed that his son St. John Hunt recorded, and you can listen to the MP3 files online now if you want to go listen to them, where he describes the fact that the CIA was behind the Kennedy assassination, and E. Howard Hunt was a man that was on his deathbed. He was a staunch Catholic, and let me tell you something. You're a staunch Catholic on your deathbed, and you're basically going over your sins, right, to get remission of sin. You are not going to be lying about it at that point. Believe me, that's going to be a man telling the truth. And so
TMB, I got to ask you, what would be at this point the, let me say it this way, what would happen if suddenly everybody acknowledged because it came out and they said, yes, the CIA was indeed complicit. There's no question about it. I think this falls into perhaps a benefit to Trump because he says he wanted to go in there and drain the swamp. And, of course, a lot of the factions within the oligarchy, including the spy agency, CIA, NSA, have openly worked to sabotage Trump and his administration.
Well, they certainly have. They've worked to sabotage. And people don't understand about this CIA, potential CIA involvement, government collusion, whatever you want to call it, that the Warren Commission was not the only commission that looked at the JFK assassination. There were actually three other commissions, and I can't remember what the other two of the other names were, but the final one was the House Select Committee on Assassinations, I think 1975, the HSCA of 1975. They concluded that there was a conspiracy to kill Kennedy, that the government was involved. That was never broadcast over mainstream media. Surprise, surprise. It was never covered. The HSCA meeting and their conclusion was that there was a conspiracy to kill Kennedy and the government was involved. But we don't hear about anything except the Warren Commission. And the Warren Commissions, they're the geniuses that came up with the three shots and three shots only, which has completely been debunked.
So do you think that if there was an acknowledgement and admission at this point, like in some of these things that were revealed, that yes, the CIA was involved, even though most people that have investigated this kind of figured that out, but it would be an official acknowledgement, what would happen, if anything? I think Super Don would say nothing's going to happen, even if they acknowledge it.
Probably. I would agree with Super Don. Nothing. Nothing happens. I mean, look at what's happened with all of the admissions of the illegal acts and the improprieties of Hillary Clinton's campaign. That we're learning now about who was funding the Russian investigations and so forth. It's common knowledge now. It's being covered in mainstream news. Nobody cares. I don't think anybody would care. I think you could release documents literally that outline exactly how the CIA killed Kennedy, and they could literally be fingerprinted in the blood of the CIA and signed by the CIA with their pictures, and nobody would care.
Wow. And is that a function of fluoride or what?
I think it's a function of, of course, the dumbing down of the populace for sure, and part of that's being done with fluoride. I think it's a result of the fact that we have just become a generation that does not care about history, and it's just more concerned with the temporary pleasures of the moment than finding the truth about anything. We want to be exhilarated, and we want to be, you got it.
Super D, what do you think?
I think you've got another, aspect to this where the JFK assassination is something that today's generation has no connection to. It's so far in the past. I mean, people have heard of it, but, it's something where people would I think that it would be difficult for them to have any type of real emotional reaction to it because it's just something that they heard about at one point. They just don't really know anything or really even care about it at this point because there's a short-term memory, issue.
But if you find historically within the last 50, 60 years or more now, that your government was complicit in assassinating your president.
Whatever. That's what I'm saying. People, whatever. You mean like they did with Iran-Contra? You mean like they did with, whatever,
The fatigue
people
factor.
People become desensitized to it.
Desensitized to it, right. No, it's an interesting point there. And, of course, the evidence that the people didn't really care was the fact that Ron Paul ran for president twice and didn't win.
Yeah,
that's right there. That's my evidence because he spoke to that. He spoke principally, and people didn't want principled. They wanted promises of free stuff.
Yeah, they wanted their free phone.
if there was free stuff involved, that was much more important than worrying about integrity in government. Of course, that's oxymoronic, but the reality is our founding fathers knew it, warned us about it. Centralized bureaucracies would always conspire to take your freedom away under the guise of giving you something. They'll claim it's freedom if it's a free phone or whatever it is. And so I don't think that's being cynical. I think it's, assessing the history of where this has gone since, we can go back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the Great Society, and then the following Great Society of LBJ and everything else, the more government grew to take the place of your ability to care for yourself or even the belief that you could care for yourself or one another, the less freedom you would have to move about in the American cabin. Now, our focus here a lot of the time is on the freedom to heal, because it is a fundamental freedom that if you don't have it, then life and death is not longer in your hands, but in the hands of government and those who lobbied to control it. And, of course, that's where we have oncology, the things you've written about and the truth about cancer, Ty.
We do. I mean, and when we began to learn about the corrupt cancer industry and we began to learn about how we're being lied to in the area of health, and we began to learn about 9/11 and all these other things, that's when I never even questioned the JFK assassination. I thought, well, yeah, they told us he was killed by Oswald. Must have been Oswald. Government would never lie to us. And we find out they're lying to us in the area of health. Then you go down the rabbit hole and you realize, man, they are lying to us about just about everything, which is why Charlene and I believe the exactly the opposite of what they say on pretty much anything when it comes to, you know, the mainstream news.
Right.
But, you know, well, speaking of the mainstream news, the Christchurch Star, you know, when JFK was assassinated, right, we used to live in New Zealand. Remember, Robert, we didn't do this show back then, but we did live in New Zealand at one time in 2007, 2008. It's approximately 18 hours behind the time in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, ahead of the time. We'll get to this afterwards. This is interesting.
Okay, and also there's a big online event surrounding the sacred plant. And we have a link, thanks to Ty Bollinger, to it. And I want to share it with you when we come back from this break as well. And once again, preview and invite you to join us at the Doctors Who Rock event this Friday. And if you can't make it in person, there's a link to stream it live as well. How cool is that? Back with Ty after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to Instafire.com and use discount code RADIO30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. Instafire. Fire in an instant.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are always up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you also to Organics, organics.com, O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X.com, to get the good products that we're utilizing here. And Super D is digging the Organic Greens TMB. He is just loving it. And I want to thank you for that, keeping him happy and healthy.
Not a problem. I love them too, man. I just did some Organic Greens right before we came on the show here. So
I had some this afternoon myself too. So yeah, we are rolling through and nutrifying our bodies there. So great stuff.
Yeah, love it.
Now, we were transitioning through the JFK discussion, revelations, if there were any, follow the money trails. But you were mentioning how, you know, you lived overseas in New Zealand, 18 hours ahead the next day. And I was in. I've been to Christchurch. I toured the South Island primarily when I was there in the early '90s. Pretty beautiful country, but man, there's some devastating earthquakes in Christchurch years ago. But quite an interesting history you saw there.
Well, we love New Zealand. Beautiful country. Lots of really great people down in New Zealand. What you said earlier kind of triggered when you talked about Building 7, and that triggered in me thinking about this JFK stuff. The reality is that JFK was killed 12:30 on Friday the 22nd. Okay? Dallas time.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas time. Okay? That's 18 hours before Christchurch time. Now, the Christchurch Star reported in the Saturday edition to the paper, the Christchurch Star, right, that JFK had been killed by Oswald, that Oswald had been arrested for the murder of JFK. Here's the problem. Since New Zealand's 18 hours ahead, remember, they're 18 hours ahead, Oswald was picked up by the J.D. Tippett about 1 o'clock, after maybe half an hour after Kennedy was shot. But he was not arraigned for the assassination of JFK until 11:26 p.m. that night, which would have been 6:26 p.m. on Saturday the 23rd, Christchurch time. But their morning paper had him listed as the man they arrested for the murder of Kennedy. They were tipped off. In my opinion, there was probably an announcement that went out to several key papers across the world to run the story about Lee Harvey Oswald shooting JFK in the Friday paper, in the Friday paper. But they didn't realize that it would be I'm sorry, in the Saturday paper. Okay.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's in the Saturday paper.
But basically, they had the information before it was officially released, and they published it. Yeah,
I'm getting as confused as the powers that be got confused with the time zones. But I think they probably were told, tipped off to run this story in your Saturday paper, mm-hmm. not realizing that the Saturday paper in New Zealand would be actually too early for them to have heard about it because they're so far ahead of time.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. To me, that's one of the most damning things of the whole story is the fact mm-hmm. that they knew ahead of time, very much like the BBC hearing about Building 7 collapsing ahead of time is very damning to that official story as well.
Exactly. Well, listen, things in mainstream media can be deceptive. My talk at TTAC, I showed three pictures of me and TMB. In one of those pictures, which is in the notes today, thanks to Super D, I look as big as TMB, which I am not. And then if you scroll down in the notes, you'll see an actual size picture of me and TMB, and you'll see pictures can be deceiving. And what they put out in the mainstream media is often deceiving on purpose. And let that be a warning to you. We try to clear up the mess here, and we had a little JFK discussion to hopefully help you out. But go read Monumental Myths in the meantime. Hey, Super D put a link in here that you have up on your site as well to the Sacred Plant event online. What is that all about?
Sacred Plant is a docuseries about a sacred plant. I don't want to ruin the surprise, but you can probably guess the sacred plant we've talked about tonight. It's cannabis. But it's a docuseries on cannabis, and it's not our docuseries. It's a docuseries that we helped the producers to get the interviews lined up and help them with it. But it's not ours. I was interviewed for it. But it's an excellent documentary if you want to show people the medicinal benefits of cannabis.
Excellent. And again, this is a plant that is the gateway out of dangerous, toxic, and addictive drugs, not into them. If that's not been made clear enough yet, we will say it again and again until you get it. Especially Jeff Sessions, a little slow on the uptake in that regard, too.
Yes, he is. And I'll let you say it again, because you definitely have a way of the words for tonight. I can hardly talk sometimes. thanks for making me look a lot smarter than I really am by comparison.
Oh, dude, you know what? If I have a math question, you're the first guy I'm calling. You know that.
No, I, you know what, Robert, it's been a great last 5 years. I look forward to many more years on the RSB show with you.
We have a great time. Yeah. Listen, we just try to, let's say, bring that power to you where it belongs, and that's with each and every one of you. If anybody tells you it's not yours or doesn't from the source that created you, they're lying to you for illicit purposes, illicit gain, and it's a conspiracy, a realistic conspiracy. Don't let them do it. TMB, tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
Well, since they got to go, you need to know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.